This is KERA News. I'm Lauren Silverman. In the wake of the election, President Obama's signature healthcare law is back in the spotlight. Republicans, including prominent Texans, have wanted to repeal the Affordable Care Act since it was signed into law in 2010. Now, with control of the White House and Congress, Republicans have a better chance than before to dismantle it. Clutching a hot cup of coffee on a work break, Lee Kvetko says she feels a double duty to stay healthy. For herself and for the teenage girl whose death gave her new life with a donated pancreas and kidney.
I'm only here because of her and her family's sacrifice. And I am so grateful, and I try to show that by taking care of myself.
To stay healthy, Kvetko has to take 10 medications twice a day. One of those pills alone costs $1,900 a month. For years, Kvetko stuck with a corporate job in Austin she hated, in large part because it offered health insurance. When the Affordable Care Act passed, insurers could no longer discriminate against people like Kvetko with pre-existing conditions, and she and her husband finally felt free.
It actually gave me hope, and we decided to sell our house, to downsize, to start our own businesses, and just to start a new chapter of our lives.
In this new chapter, Kvetko is a retail manager at a busy Dallas coffee shop. She struts through the store in cowboy boots, her long red hair framing green speckled eyes. She looks happy and healthy, but her pancreas is failing, and she's terrified that a President Trump would dismantle the Affordable Care Act, putting healthcare out of reach for her and another million-plus Texans who rely on subsidized plans.
So we've heard promises or threats, depending on your perspective, to get rid of the entire thing.
SMU law professor Nathan Cortez says it's far too early to make any firm predictions about what might happen.
There's a pretty wide range of possible outcomes right now, anything from burn it all down, full repeal, which would be difficult procedurally, to very subtle changes in which Republican House and Senate members and President Trump could claim that they repealed it, but which really got rid of a few unpopular provisions.
One of the less popular provisions Trump will likely target is the individual mandate, the requirement that most people be insured or pay a penalty. This sounds good to Texas Republican and Dr. Congressman Michael Burgess.
As long as the insurance companies understand that you have to buy their product under penalty that is being put on you by the Internal Revenue Service, they've got no interest in changing. They've got no interest in developing a more cost-effective product. This could change, and it could change rather rapidly by taking away the individual mandate. And that is something that I would look to see happening pretty quickly after the beginning of the Trump administration.
Burgess and other Texas Republicans have also been critical of the tax credits and premium subsidies available on the healthcare exchange.
Sure, some people are going to be concerned, what does this mean for me? I have a plan that's subsidized in the exchange market. And I think there is likely going to be an orderly transition to something different than what has been called for by the people in the Obama administration.
Here's the thing. Keeping the popular parts of Obamacare, parts that even President-elect Trump has said he'd support, like allowing kids to stay on their parents' health plan to age 26 and not denying anyone coverage for pre-existing conditions, those parts of the law have to be paid for somehow. Professor Nathan Cortez says the Affordable Care Act is like a Jenga set. If you remove certain parts, like the taxes and individual mandate, the whole thing could collapse.
It's hard to cherry pick certain provisions that you don't like without undermining the entire thing. Now, a lot of Republicans might be totally fine with undermining the whole thing, but if they do that, they're going to be jeopardizing a lot of popular provisions from the act.
For example, Cortez says, if Republicans get rid of the insurance exchanges but keep the prohibition against using pre-existing conditions as a disqualifier, what's left is a law that doesn't allow insurers to deny coverage, but also doesn't give people like Lee Kvetko a way to find affordable plans.
The fact that they cannot discriminate against me because of how I was born was a lifesaver, literally was a lifesaver.
While millions of Texans wait for details on the new administration's healthcare plan, the current period of open enrollment under the Affordable Care Act continues until January 31st, 2017. Lauren Silverman, KERA News.